SBS en français. Partagez nos rubriques sur Facebook.
Et comme chaque samedi, place à notre rubrique rétro, coup de regard dans le rétroviseur. Ça s'est passé un 26 janvier et ça ne s'invente pas. Aujourd'hui, c'est l'Australia Day, le 26 janvier 1788. La première flotte anglaise, emmenée par le capitaine Arthur Phillip, débarquait à Sydney Cove. C'est cette date qui est aujourd'hui célébrée comme Australia Day, date controversée. C'est notre rétrospective du jour, avec des documents sonores d'SBS et d'HistoryPod.
On the 13th of May 1787, the 11 ships of the First Fleet set sail under Captain Arthur Phillip from Portsmouth in England to establish the first penal colony in Australia.
Si le capitaine Arthur Phillip est arrivé à Sydney Cove le 26 janvier 1788, c'est 8 mois plus tôt, le 13 mai 1787, que cette First Fleet a quitté Portsmouth en Angleterre. 11 bateaux, quelques 1400 personnes embarquées, des membres d'équipage, des officiers, des soldats, les Marines, avec femmes et enfants, mais surtout des centaines de bagnards, des personnes condamnées que les Anglais ont envoyées à l'autre bout du monde, sur cette terre qui allait devenir plus tard l'Australie. 48 personnes sont mortes lors de cette traversée au long cours qui est passée par le Brésil et Rio de Janeiro et le Cap de Bonne-Espérance à la pointe sud de l'Afrique avant de traverser les océans Indien et Pacifique et de remonter jusqu'à la côte est de la terre australienne. Un voyage dantesque. La flotte arriva d'abord à Botany Bay que le capitaine Cook avait repéré en 1770, mais si finalement à Port Jackson, la baie de Sydney est aujourd'hui Port Jackson, que la première flotte appareilla le 26 janvier 1788.
Despite the lengthy voyage and numerous dangers encountered en route, the entire fleet of 11 ships arrived safely in Botany Bay. Captain Phillip, therefore, after further exploration, 6 days later he moved the fleet a few kilometers north to Sydney Cove, and the British flag was raised. 48 people had died on the journey, but over 1,400 survived to establish the first European outpost in Australia on the 26th of January 1788, the date which still marks Australia Day.
Ce 26 janvier 1788 marqua le réel début de l'occupation de la terre d'Australie par les Anglais. Ils en firent une colonie pénitentiaire, envoyant leurs bagnards, leurs condamnés, pour défricher cette terre inconnue. La cohabitation avec les aborigènes a d'abord été pacifique, mais très vite, la volonté de coloniser ceux qui se trouvaient là depuis des siècles, de coloniser ce territoire, d'exterminer les aborigènes, a pris le dessus. C'est tout l'objet de la polémique d'aujourd'hui autour de ce 26 janvier, Australia Day, fête nationale de l'Australie. Pendant longtemps, au 19e siècle, au début du 20e siècle, quand l'Australie s'est fédérée, la constitution australienne au début du 20e siècle, pendant longtemps, chaque État australien a fêté à sa façon l'Australia Day. Il n'y avait pas forcément de date commune et ce 26 janvier était surtout célébré dans le New South Wales, autour de Sydney, là où était arrivé Arthur Phillip. Mais depuis 1994, la date a été retenue pour tout le pays. Australia Day, 26 janvier, ou Invasion Day, comme le dénoncent les défenseurs des droits ancestraux des aborigènes. Le débat revient chaque année dans les jours qui précèdent le 26 janvier, des points de vue différents, comme ceux de Jacinta Napijimpa-Price, councillor d'Alice Springs, et Kevin Russell, qui lui est descendant de William Cooper, activiste de la fin du 18e et début du 19e siècle, qui fit beaucoup pour la cause aborigène. Vous allez les entendre alternativement, Jacinta Napijimpa-Price et Kevin Russell, qui s'exprimaient là sur SBS dans un document datant de 2018.
I'm a true believer that we should remain having Australia Day on the 26th of January because I think it is a very significant date in our country's history.
It's been celebrated on other days in the past. It wasn't always the 26th of January. We have options.
So my argument is that Well, by ignoring this date, we're ignoring the significance of this particular date. And we do need to learn of our country's history in its entirety. All that is really horrible about our history, but all that is really good about our history as well. And that's the other thing about this particular debate. It has brought that to the forefront where we've sort of looked at ourselves as Australians of different backgrounds and gone, well, actually, I don't know much about our history. And I think that is really important to have that understanding to be able to move forward. But I guess not, you know, learn the bad history to harbour resentment and anger, but to free ourselves from, you know, the hurt, the resentment, the anger, to create that understanding amongst all Australians.
Look, it's about sharing knowledge. It's about educating people about the true history of the country. It hasn't been taught, it hasn't been told, and we're a multicultural society more than ever now, yet the First Peoples are still not honoured in this. Well, they're not accepted still, we're still struggling in every area, so it's certainly not a day that we can celebrate and share with the rest of the country. It's a day that signifies the beginning of the end for us and the constant struggle ever since. While things have improved marginally, we're still struggling in all areas of our lives. Our people are still dying younger. We still don't have appropriate health services in much of the country. Our people are marginalised and we're fighting for our rightful place. So it's very important that we still stand strong on Friday and acknowledge that fight, that injustice, that still continually to educate more and more of the community what this day truly represents to the Aboriginal people.
My mum's Warlpiri and my dad's a white man, and I feel I'm a product of reconciliation in this country. Doesn't mean that I'm ignoring the fact that there was brutality. I'm just celebrating love, and love is love, I'm led to believe. And I think love should conquer, and I believe there is a lot of it throughout this nation. I believe there's a lot of goodwill toward Aboriginal people from not only the white community but also the multicultural community, and that is what we should be taking advantage of, and creating an understanding and hearing the many different voices that are involved with that. I've never said that we should ignore brutality at all, but understand all of it.
It's crucial that I stand up and honour his legacy by continuing the fight and battling in community to raise awareness, to improve conditions, to stand solid with our other elders and our other community members right around the country who will be doing similar things everywhere on this day. It's that significant. All over the country, our people will be standing up, and there'll be reenactments, there'll be speeches, there'll be calls for change of the date, which I absolutely believe in. How can we truly celebrate as a nation this day when it's such a day of mourning for our people?
Nowhere do I believe that an Australian is celebrating that fact. They are celebrating the fact that we are an incredibly wonderful nation. We are a nation where we have the world's oldest living culture, and we also have Western culture living harmoniously in comparison to countries where there are hardly any ethnic differences, but slight religious differences, which is driving people to murder one another. We live in a peaceful, democratic country, one of the world's luckiest, and that is what I believe Australians are celebrating on Australia Day.
You know, we've seen lots of tokenistic responses to this, where people are saying sorry and we're reaching out and being more inclusive and we're consulting the Aboriginal people now about what they want. Well, this can be one of the biggest steps they can take of all, is to change the date, is to separate. We have to separate what this truly means for Indigenous people and Australia having a day to be proud of. They can't be on the same day. It was the beginning of the end for our people.
Vous êtes avec Radio SBS en français.